皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
さくらです。
めぐみです。
Peter here。
Beginner Lesson Season 2, Number 12. We are going to the chapel, everyone.
Sakura-san.
Hi.
You're married, right?
Hi. And Peter-san wa?
Yeah, I'm married. Megumi-san?
Damn it, don't look at me. Well, I don't want to think about it.
Wow.
Sorry. Let's not go there, you guys.
Yeah, I think that's a topic for a different lesson. So Megumi-san, what are we talking about today?
Well, today we are going to cover the polite negative.
In season two, we're covering topics we covered in the original beginner lessons. So this is designed to really reinforce the vocab, the grammar points, and everything we covered previously. Okay, so the difficulty level of today's lesson is not too bad. However, there are some very interesting vocab and phrases in there. So with that said, let's get into today's lesson. Here we go.
Keiko-san, konnichiwa.
Ah, Takeshi-san, konnichiwa. Ima kara doko e ikimasu ka?
Nagoya e ikimasu.
Eh? Nagoya? Ryokou desu ka?
Iie, ryokou ja arimasen. Nagoya de tomodachi no kekkonshiki ga arimasu. Kekkonshiki wa Nagoya no Rokkousan Hotelu de arimasu.
わあ、いいですね。
六甲山ホテルは100万ドルです。
え、何？100万ドル？
そう、ホテルで見る夜景は100万ドルです。100万ドルの夜景です。
素晴らしい。羨ましいですね。もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
けいこさん、こんにちは。
ああ、たけしさん、こんにちは。今からどこへ行きますか？
名古屋へ行きます。
え？名古屋？旅行ですか？
いいえ、旅行じゃありません。名古屋で友達の結婚式があります。結婚式は名古屋の六甲山ホテルであります。
わあ、いいですね。
六甲山ホテルは100万ドルです。
え？何？100万ドル？
そう、ホテルで見る夜景は100万ドルです。100万ドルの夜景です。
素晴らしい。羨ましいですね。
次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。
ケイコさん、こんにちは。
Hello, Keiko.
ああ、たけしさん、こんにちは。今からどこへ行きますか？
Hello, Mr. Takeshi. Where are you going now?
名古屋へ行きます。
I'm going to Nagoya.
え？名古屋？旅行ですか？
Wow, Nagoya. Are you going on a trip?
いいえ、旅行じゃありません。名古屋で友達の結婚式があります。
No, actually it isn't a trip. I have a friend's wedding in Nagoya.
結婚式は名古屋の六甲山ホテルであります。
The marriage ceremony will take place at the Rokkousan Hotel in Nagoya.
わあ、いいですね。
Wow, that's very nice.
六甲山ホテルは100万ドルです。
The Rokkousan Hotel is $1 million.
え？何？100万ドル？
What? $1 million?
そう。ホテルで見る夜景は100万ドルです。100万ドルの夜景です。
Yes. The night view from the hotel is $1 million view.
素晴らしい。羨ましいですね。
Wonderful. I'm jealous.
Sakura-san.
はい。
Sakura-san.
はい。
今日の会話は どう思いましたか？
ちょっとびっくりしましたけど。
You were a little surprised? Why?
100万ドル？
ね
え。100万ドル is a lot of money.
Yes, $1 million.
Yes.
But I think they were talking about the view.
ね。
Is the view worth $1 million?
Yes, I would say. No.You have not been to the right places, have
no,
you?
No, no, I'm very inexperienced.
Well, Sakura-san is here for that,
right? No, I've never been to this place either. Only on TV, ne?
Well, that's what I was talking about.
Oh,
so.
I see.
All right, so what we're going to do now is take a look at the vocab. Then we're going to cover the grammar point. Okay, so with that said, Sakura-san, onegai shimasu.
Nagoya.
Nagoya.
Nagoya. Nagoya.
Now, Sakura-san, refresh my memory. Where exactly is Nagoya City?
Nagoya City is located in Aichi Prefecture, and it's about the center of Japan.
Is it a little north of Tokyo?
It's southwest of Tokyo, yes.
About 2 hours by Shinkansen, the bullet train?
1 hour and a half, I think.
And now, if I say to you, Sakura, Aichi-ken, Aichi Prefecture, what immediately pops into your mind without question?
Misokatsu?
Sakura!
Misokatsu.
Toyota.
Ah, Toyota. It's famous. Yes, yes.
The company Toyota.
Yes. And it's famous for Suzuka Circuit as well.F1, Formula 1?
Yeah. And lots of food.
Yes. Miso katsu. Yes.
Have you had it?
Yes, it's good. Tonkatsu. Tonkatsu is a deep fried cutlet, pork cutlet.
Pork cutlet.
Yes. And in Nagoya, they have a miso sauce.
Uh-huh.
Miso. Miso is okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's a red miso sauce. Instead of the usual
I'm
sauce.
I'm getting so hungry. It's
good.
Also, what lake is located nearby?
Biwa-ko. Biwa Lake.
Lake Biwa, yeah.
Yes, Lake Biwa.
And what are they famous for?
Huh?
A little hint. Looks like a snake.
Ah, unagi?
That's right.
Oh.
So Nagoya is also quite famous for
eel.
Eel. Which is unagi.
Yes. I love unagi.
Oh, then you should really go there. We had some really, really good eel.
Ah, honto?
Yeah.
And there's also ebi furai as well. It's famous. Ebi furai is.
Yeah. It's put inside the onigiri, the rice ball.
Oh, that one is famous too.
Yeah.
It's deep fried shrimp, prawn.
Both are okay. Don't ask the difference. Don't ask
okay,
the difference.
Okay, okay.
Okay. Way too much time on Nagoya here.
Sorry.
But I mean, we could really spend the whole lesson on it. So we took half. Now let's just move on.
Okay.
Next we have?
旅行
Travel.
旅行 旅行
Sample sentence, please.
年末の旅行は楽しかった。
The end of the year trip was fun.
Yeah.
Next word?
友達
Friend
友達友達
Sample sentence, please.
イギリス人の友達がいます。
I have a British friend. Next word.
結婚式
Marriage ceremony.
結婚式結婚式
Sample sentence.
結婚式をどこで行いますか?
Where will you hold the marriage ceremony?
Now, this verb, 行う, and we had actually the polite form, 行います. Sakura-san, something I want to point out about this word. I think you know what I'm talking about. What is the kanji for this word?
Ah, 行く.
Yes, the same character as to go.
Mm-hmm.
So the first time I saw this, I thought it was a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was 行きます, what they wanted to say.But it's really 行います. And the way you tell the difference is what comes after the character.
Yes.
Karo, ka, ki, ku, ke, ko. Then which verb is it?
It's 行く.
To to go. Mm. But if we have something from the first row, a, I, u, e, o, we have?
行う.
So that's how you tell the difference.
Right.
And this is usually with an event, something that's held. 結婚式を行う. Next we have?
ホテル.
Hotel.
ホテル. ホテル.
Very straightforward and taken from the English word hotel.
ホテル.
Next word?
100万.
Million. Sample sentence, please.
100万円は1万ドルぐらいですね.
1 million yen is about $10,000. Next word?
ドル.
Dollar.
ドル. ドル.
And again, very, very straightforward. Taken from the English word dollar, you get
ドル.
Sakura-san, when we say ドル, dollar, what pops into your head? Come on, Sakura-san. Which dollar? You think
which dollars?
Dollar, ね?
America の米ドル?
US dollar.
Yes.
Which is, one more time, please?
米ドル.
But there are lots of dollars all over the world, not just in the US. So can you give us a few others? For example, what about Australia? They have the Australian dollar.
Australia ドル.
How about Hong Kong?
香港ドル.
How about Singapore?
Singapore ドル.
How about Canada? Canadian dollar.
Canada ドル.
So you can see that there are various types. So here are a few examples of the different dollars around the world in Japanese. Next we have
100万ドルの夜景.
Million dollar view.
Yes, and here 夜景 means night view, right?
Mm-hmm, yep. The kanji for night, 夜, is the first character in this word.
Yes, ya means night. Yep.
Sakura-san, can you give us the phrase one more time?
100万ドルの夜景.
So here we have first the word for million dollars, which is
100万ドル,
followed by the possessive.
の.
So it's like million dollars, then
夜景.
Night view. Million dollars night view. We could also go the other way. Night view of $1 million. This is the literal translation. But again, when we translate to English, what do? Megumi-san, help me out here.
We just, well, streamline it.
Million dollar view. Mm-hmm. And maybe in this case, $1 million night view.
Mm-hmm.
But I still don't really get it. Sakura-san, if you say $1 million view or $1 million night view, what do you imagine? Where are you? Are you standing on the street level?
No.
Looking at the buildings, looking up, or where are you? What's going on?
A very tall building.
Uh-huh.
高層ビル.
Skyscraper.
Skyscraper.
Looking out at an amazing view, right?
Yes.
Romantic desu ne.
Oh, but in this case, maybe it's not a building, but it's a mountain. So it's a high place. And looking down at the city.
Got it. Where was the last million dollar view you experienced? Is that your official answer?
Actually, Shinjuku.
Shinjuku.
Shinjuku. Top of the skyscraper, ne? New York is famous, right?
Yes. If you ever have the chance, head up the Empire State Building right before it's going to get dark, right around dusk. And that way you get to see kind of the sun going down and the city getting dark, but then lighting up.
Next word?
素晴らしい.
Great, fantastic, wonderful.
素晴らしい. 素晴らしい.
Now, what comes to mind right now when you think of something that is 素晴らしい?
A day off.
Oh, I know. That would be 素晴らしい.
Sakura-san, Megumi-san is new here. Please don't give her any ideas.
I need the encouragement. Next word.
羨ましい.
Envious.
羨ましい. 羨ましい.
Next is today's grammar point. We will be covering ではありません and じゃありません, the polite negatives. Now, Sakura-san, can you read to us the sentence in which じゃありません is used?
旅行じゃありません.
Okay. It's not a trip. Since 旅行 is a noun, you can attach じゃありません directly to it.
旅行じゃありません。
And this is the construction noun plus じゃありません。We can also have, Sakura-san,
旅行ではありません。
Right. Now you heard Sakura-san just mention ではありません。Now, ではありません is the polite version of じゃありません。
Right.
All right, that's going to do it for today. Stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the PDF for further details. Inside the PDF, there's a detailed write-up of today's grammar points. Check it out.
That's going to do it for today.
またね。
Bye-bye.